This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. Daytona Beach, Florida, Laconia, New Hampshire, Sturgis, South Dakota, all annual destinations for motorcyclists from around the country. But as we speak, hundreds of thousands of riders from every corner of Texas are descending on Austin for another annual ritual. It's the Republic of Texas Bike Rally, the ROT Rally. And if you look beyond the leather and fringe, you may notice some changes. Fewer women on the back of the bikes and more riding solo, thank you very much. One in four riders are now women. Tiffany Lovell of Buda, Texas, is one of them. She rides a Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. And is that right? It's a Fat Boy. Is that right?
No, it's a Fat Bob.
A little different. That's the sportier version. Okay. And how many ROT rallies have you actually been to, Tiffany?
I think four.
Okay. The numbers of women who've started riding in the last 3 years is unprecedented. I know you've been riding a lot longer than that. What do you think's going on? Why are women now seemingly attracted to motorcycling?
I think in every sport and every activity, women are wanting to take bigger part in them. And I think motorcycling is just one of them. I think they realize that they can. And the dealerships, you know, are gearing bikes and seats and handlebars that make it easier for women to hold on to a bike and keep one upright. So,
what about jackets and that sort of thing? I mean, they seem to be very much tailored to the guys.
I think that's coming around, too. There's a lot of women's clothing. It's got a little too much pink in it for me, but that's coming around, too.
You know, there are a lot of stereotypes about biker culture, and just looking at you there, you don't seem to fit a lot of those images. Do you consider yourself typical of the women riding today, or do you stand out in a crowd at, like, say, a biker rally?
I feel like I stand out a little differently because I don't think I ride a girl's bike. I ride a pretty big bike, and I ride, I guess, like a man. I ride tank to tank.
What does that mean, tank to tank?
You keep going until you have to stop and fill up with gas again. So, you know, 180 miles, fill up your gas tank, go to the restroom, get back on the bike, another 180 miles, you know, all day long to wherever you're going.
At something like the ROT Rally, do you hang out with the guys or do the girls all kind of come together, or how does that work?
I tend to hang out with a group of guys just because I like to talk about motorcycles, but there's a lot of ladies out there, and if I run into some ladies that ride also, that's always a wonderful conversation, you know.
I want to get off gender if we can, but I have to ask this. You know, you look at some of the sayings on the shirts and patches and stuff, and you know, I mean, I ride myself, so I think I can make this observation. Don't you find that there's a lot of sexism in the biker culture?
Yes, I mean, it can just be dirty sometimes, you know, the patches and everything. I don't get offended by it. I mean, it's just, I think it's mostly just for fun and the shock factor, some of the patches, you know.
Do you have to have a thick skin to be a rider?
Yeah, it helps. It's kind of like being in the locker room, you know. People give you a hard time. I know when I first started riding, I dropped my bike a bunch. I had a small bike, and when I'd pull up, the guys would move stuff, you know, just messing with me. And so you just kind of got to be a little thick-skinned.
Now, we're coming up on the end of our segment. You're a mom.
Yes.
And you work in the ER.
Yes.
You ever had second thoughts about, you know, the injuries and that sort of thing?
I know it's risky, but I just enjoy it so much. I like being in the wind that I'm willing to take that chance.
Tiffany Lovell of Buda, Texas, will be riding her hog at the Republic of Texas Bike Rally in Austin this weekend. Thanks for coming in. Keep the rubber side down.
Thank you.